A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
And I remember being told about Jewtown, which is in around Hibernian buildings down there near the old gasworks. If you know the part, it's near the Elysian. If you walk across from the Elysian and go down to the little houses there, and you'll see a beautiful place called Shalom Park, that's Jewtown. Ruti Lacks, good morning to you.
Good morning, PJ.
To ask a question in these woke and enlightened times of ours, is the term Jewtown considered in any way offensive, or is it just part of Cork culture at this stage?
It's part of Cork culture, but if you tell people from outside of Ireland that there's a place in Cork called Jewtown, people do react because it does sound odd.
Yeah.
Not for us here because we're, you know.
As long as I'm growing up, used
to hearing it being, you know, called Jewtown, but I think people from outside, they kind of, you know, they would react surprised, kind of like, is that, you know, an insulting term? But it's not. I mean, I think Cork people called it Jewtown because that's where a lot of the Jewish people lived back in the day.
That's simply what it was, yeah.
Tell
me a little about it. Are the history of Jewtown, how it came to be, how there came to be a Jewish community in Cork City in the first place?
Yeah. I think a lot of people that I have met who live there or who had ancestors from there would call the area Hibernian buildings more than Jewtown. So I suppose for Jewish people, they might not have called it Jewtown, but it might have been more the locals that called it that. But how it came to be, those houses were very small, and I guess that they were cheap to rent. And when people from Lithuania and Belarusia, Eastern Europe, came to Ireland late 1800s, that was a place where they could rent houses and, to rent in the city centre more would, I suppose, have been more expensive. A lot of people that came with nothing. Or with very little. So that was where people rented at first. And then, of course, as people became more affluent, they'd have moved to other areas of the city. So already, you know, by 1920, 1930, there probably would have been very few people, just some of the older people left living in that area.
At one point, I believe it was almost entirely Yiddish speaking down in Hibernian buildings, was it?
So I think... Yeah, well, people would have been speaking Yiddish coming over, but I mean, a lot of, I think there might have been 30 or 40 Jewish houses, but most of the houses, you know, at its height, but most of the houses would also have been Catholic local people, from Cork. So it wouldn't have been all Jewish in that area. It was a mix.
Yeah.
And I was very proudly shown a picture of the hurling team, which was Protestant, Catholic and Jewish back in the day, 1940s or yeah. So.
The history is fascinating. The synagogue unfortunately closed in 2016. So where, I mean, I know it's a small Jewish community now, but where do you meet to pray?
Yeah, so the community now, I mean, you mentioned 20 households, and really, I suppose that's probably in the whole county of Cork at this stage, or it might be a few more households than that. But within The city itself, there are very few. So we were not meeting very often to pray, but before lockdown, sometimes for the High Holy Days, that's Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur, we would be renting room and brew kalambanas, and then actually there have been more services during lockdown because we could meet on Zoom.
Yes.
Which allowed people to, you know, to join from the comfort of their own home. And because we're so scattered, because there's members of the Jewish community now that are living like all over Munster, really, that are part of the current community. So it's, yeah, you know, to have a central place in the city would mean massive traveling for everybody.
I remember visiting the synagogue, just wandering in to look at it as a small boy, and it was a beautiful place inside. Very sad to see it close. Talk to me about green feather boa, Ruthie, which is kind of a celebration of the history, isn't it?
I'd like to talk about green feather boa because I'm not really a historian. I'm a musician, and I play Jewish music and jazz and a few trad tunes and a lot of different things, and I've been playing for years. But I decided to write a musical play set in Cork in Jewish community. And I suppose as I started writing it and researching it, I called it Great Grandma's Story at the beginning, just for a working title. But as I was researching it and writing, and you know, the creative juices were flowing, the storyline came to include a random green feather boa, which then became the name of the musical play.
It's a great name, must say.
Thank you very much. It's been really fun. So it's a story of three generations of women and the men in their lives and, you know, the growing up Jewish in Cork through a couple of generations. And, yeah, people's experiences, people's relationships with the politics of the country. The timeline of the play is from 1915 to 1955. Right. So it's quite extensive. Right. And there's a lot of fun songs and kind of history and politics and culture and fantasy as well.
You've had to build it up, of course, under the restrictions of COVID. So that made things interesting.
Really interesting, because we were going to be performing a part of the play as part of Cork Midsummer Festival, and we were all lined up in 2020 to put it on in Nanonagel Place, and the alternative bread company had agreed to bake us this massive challah, you know, the Jewish plaited loaf. So that were beaten on Friday night. So that was going to be one of our props. And we were all set up and lined up with five actor singers and musicians. And then COVID happened. So everything was rejigged. And yeah, we did a lot of reworking the play with Katrina Foley, who's a dramaturg and director. And with Tom Doyle, he wrote musical arrangements for the songs. So we were all able to do those things in our own homes and with Zoom meetings and so on.
Mm.
And then when things opened up.
Now that we can start to go out again and go to theatres again, any chance we might see it on stage? Because I think I'd love to.
Oh, I'm absolutely hoping that, you know, we'll go to full production in, let's say, 2023. But obviously to put on a musical play is a massive production. And I'm just a musician, so and really, you know, that's part of why, you know, it's going to be on at an online festival this Sunday, and I'll be sort of talking about it and trying to get myself a producer somewhere in the world that will produce this play, because I think it's of interest outside of Ireland as well. People are very interested in the Irish Jewish story.
Yes, it's a fascinating story.
Scattered all over the world. I mean, you know, I've been contacted from Canada and America and Israel and Isle of Man and, you know.
Okay. Well, Scotland. We look forward to when you can actually put it on stage. Do let us know when you can and when it might happen. Look forward to seeing it and look forward to hearing more about it. Ruchi Lax, the writer of Green Feather Boa, written in lockdown, written during COVID, about the history of the Cork Jewish community.
Cork's 96 FM.